So Ian came in, and almost the very first thing he said was, I'd like to cast Michael Williams as Watson. And everybody said, what a brilliant idea. Because Michael, I'm never quite sure how well known our actors are in the US. Is Michael a known name in the US?
Oh, I would say not. As Judy Dench's husband, probably more than for his work.
Enormously well known over here. I mean, like Clive, a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company, a very distinguished stage actor, made a few films, but best known for the stage and also for comedy. And I at first was very slightly apprehensive that Ian Cottrell wanted to cast him because of his comedic ability. Because one thing I was very firm about when we did The Hound was that I didn't want Watson to be Nigel Bruce. Now, Nigel Bruce has many fine qualities, but being Dr. Watson is not one of them for me. and I very much wanted Watson to be, as strong and intelligent and vital and important a character as Holmes was in The Hound. I wanted them to be joint leads. It wasn't starring Roger Rees as Sherlock Holmes with Crawford Logan as Dr. Watson. It was the two of them together. And that was a philosophy that carried right through. And so I talked to Ian about it. He said, no. I want him because he's the best possible actor to play this part. He has the integrity. He has the strength. He has the romance in his makeup that Watson needs. He can very effectively play Watson the writer, which is something else that was very important for me to get across. Watson as a writer is very important for the character that Watson is a writer. It's what keeps him, sane, I think, in that relationship. Yeah. The fact that he can bring this whole aspect to it. So that was the decision.